Y'all know it's season 3, so K. Kumei had to come back and do it lovely. Bam! AKC get in your seat, it's almost time for SMG. We want sexy, we want gritty, and we know we're gonna get it in NYC. AKC get in your seat, it's almost time for SMG. We want sexy, we want gritty, and we know we're gonna get it in NYC. I know other motherfuckers have tried, but there's only one SMG by KC, and that's Sunday. I know y'all ready for the spice. New episode drop Monday, right? We talk nasty, classy, teach you shit. Might have you change your fantasy. Have you wanna taste some cream? You never know what SNG. Just tune in, she'll change your life respectfully. AKC getting NC, it's almost time for SNG. We want sexy, we want gritty, and we know we only get it in NYC.
Hello and welcome to Sex and the Gritty in New York City. I'm your favorite host, Kay Cremay, and today we have some very special guests. You know my guest is always special. Okay, I'm gonna let my first guest introduce herself. Ladies first.
Yes, hey guys, it's Mo X. I want to give a shout out to you for having me on here.
Thank you. Of course. So glad to have you. Thank you.
It's very dope. Make sure y'all tune in.
Hey, okay.
Period, every Sunday.
Okay. And what do you do, my love?
I'm a rapper. I also have a boutique.
Yeah.
And I have a catering business on the side.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So check me out.
Okay. That was three streams of income I heard. I'm just checking, okay?
Yep. Period.
Period, pool. Okay. And what is your favorite position?
Straight to it. Like, you know when you on a chair,
okay,
and they like sitting on a chair.
Take me through it, baby.
And you facing them and you sitting on top of them.
Okay.
Sometimes like your leg is bending on a chair or on an ottoman.
Yes. So I'm fully there with you. Yes.
Yeah, I like
reverse cowgirl, but in the couch.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Shit.
I like little Netflix in between.
Deadass, but I'm like, when y'all just done nothing, but then the joke come on the TV, y'all both laugh. Like, oh, that shit was funny. Like, I see what you're doing. You want to chill. That's like relationship, like situationship sex. Like, okay, that's fucking my boo type sex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Snatch your souls.
Right. Yep. Okay. And how about other guests? How you doing, sir?
What's going on? They in my comments wilding.
What's your name is?
My name Mary Pesos, Peso 500, Pocket Rocket, Pace.
Yeah.
I rap. You know what I'm saying? I'm here with the ladies, man. We lit right now.
We all lit right now. Okay, bro. And what is your favorite position? Talk to me.
I like the off the edge doggy style. Like, you know
what
I'm saying? Anything off the edge where I'm back there, I'm saying I got a little leverage.
Okay.
I'm on my back, I got my feet.
You know I see what you're doing, Jersey boys coming through. Okay, my boy. Okay, so I just have a question. Like, what is the most freakiest thing that somebody has done to you during sex? That you enjoyed.
I'm not going to lie. The freakiest?
Yeah, like some good shit. Like, you know, something you enjoyed that shocked you a little bit. Like, you wasn't ready for. You feel me? Came out the box. What about you, man?
I was already trying to think. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Ain't really too much you can do me because you can't really play certain games, certain areas. So,
certain games, certain areas. Like, you already starting off
y'all
the bullshit.
Know what's going on. Like, I guess it was just, the swallowing the balls, I guess.
Okay.
Other than that, you ain't.
So she can't go past the gooch?
You wilding. Nah, I'm real.
So just So the gooch, yes.
Nah, the gooch, not even that. I ain't really like.
Oh, man.
I jump a little bit when you start. It's a warning. Once you get there, niggas know. Once you even touch a certain area, you know what I'm saying? I ain't never get. Nah. I mean, I'm a straight. I've been in jail.
What though? Okay, so I see you have like some predetermined understandings of sexual activity going on back then.
It's certain things you can do that's cool for me. You ain't even gotta take it that far. I mean, don't get it fucked up. If you having a slip, I'm on some drunk shit, and you court it off, then look, you got it off.
So what you saying is
planning for that? We ain't finna.
So you saying if they Pell Cosby, you Gucci with the Pell Cosby?
I ain't Gucci with the touch in my butt. I'm talking about the Gucci. Like you having to hit the Gucci one time. You got it off, you got it off. Don't play like that again. Like, next morning, I'm gonna let you know, like, yo, that little shit.
But what if you like this?
Don't fuck around.
That's
like that.
That's so crazy. Like, I feel like, again, you know what?
Because
I understand where you're coming from about the jail and the mindset and the understanding of where certain things come from. But again, any type of sex that you have with a woman. With a woman, a man, and a woman.
Let me be the nasty nigga, though. Like, you feel me?
So what you do that's nasty?
I got a lot of... I mean, y'all got more utensils than the niggas. Like, me, y'all got a lot of stuff we can play with. Y'all ain't even about to play with.
Okay, so what you do that's nasty? Okay, so we can't do nothing nasty to you. What you doing?
Look, man, you might look.
I'm ready.
We waiting.
You know, right.
You just gonna tack up on me. I mean...
You say you doing some extra... You know, I feel like... Everybody should have an opportunity in sex to have their mind blown. Right. Mm-hmm. You don't always want to be the one that's blowing people's mind. Let somebody blow your mind every once in a while. Right. Like, you feel me? Let her go a little lower than the gooch. You feel me?
You may like it.
Like, oil sex. Like, if you really got real oil, try the oil sex. Like, just oil your
local oil.
Oil your body. Is that make it real, like, slithery?
Like real, like, porno oil sex?
Not super oily, super oily, but yeah, I'm saying...
Momo, talk to me, boo.
When you get out the shower, that your man oil you up, not real nice.
Yeah, we do that, but you know, I don't be like slipping slide like a seal or nothing. Mm-hmm. But you know, I be having like a little coat of oil or something. I don't be ashy.
Right.
You feel me? But I ain't trying to like slip out that nigga hands. Like, you feel me? I like when he hold me in, like, right. You know, I'm like, ooh, hold on, what you doing right there? Like, hold on, I gotta be able to ride with him.
It already make it nice.
Okay, so that's your thing.
Already slip and slide, dude.
That's your thing. You like the oil? I think that's like a fetish, maybe from watching porn growing up.
Shower sex, keep it being.
You like shower sex?
Yeah.
I don't like shower sex.
A lot of people don't like shower sex.
The friction, it throw me off.
Have you experienced like the gooch play with your man?
Nah, I'm not gonna lie, I don't do the gooch.
You don't do the gooch?
Nah.
What's going on here? I thought this was Sex and the Gritty. What's going on?
I don't know, like when I'm drunk. I'm not gonna lie, like when I'm drunk, I'll be different. So I don't know if I'm
so
made
this is
why I
should name this episode Blame It on Alcohol, because that's obviously what the fuck. We gotta get y'all lucid goosey to get the truth in.
The Migos bring somebody different out. I gotta hold for knees.
Listen, okay.
Doing this shit, you might get the drunk nigga. The drunk nigga might better.
That is why I gave it to you early, so we could be on the same type of timing. You feel me? Like, I want you over here with me.
Right.
Okay? So I'm saying, though, right? I feel like there was a situation on Twitter where this person had said, they were specifically like, oh, know that when I... to ask for something, I never really needed it, and it was just a test to see if you was gonna be able to hold me down. So I wanted to see how y'all felt about that sentiment. Like, do you test your partners on certain things or friendships, relationships?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You do?
So I don't do it on purpose sometimes, but I definitely take account for when they, like,
okay.
The times people say no, when they wasn't that excited.
But you're not, like, making up a false situation and presenting it to them to see if they say A or nay.
Oh, no.
Deciding on if you want to fuck with them.
No.
Okay, right.
No.
I feel like that's a little too much. Like, I feel like...
If I fuck with you, like, I don't know, people I fuck with, I already knew, like, they handle their own.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I don't really too much, like, asking my partner for I kind of go out to go get my own.
I respect it, you feel me? But I feel like a lot of people in this generation, like, because they don't really want to be hurt, right? They are creating situations where they have to test to see what their partner would do if they needed it. Like, but I feel like it be certain niggas who dead ass need $40, but because I said no, now you like, all right, fuck it, it was just a test. No, you're really
right.
Broke.
Right.
And you really need the $40, but I said no. Like, you feel me? And it's just like, it brings me back to a situationship where I was fucking with somebody and they had just came home from jail. Now, I'm a very generous person, you understand? Mm-hmm. So I knew he didn't have the means to do certain things, I would come over every day after break and I would buy the food. You feel me? I would bring the weed. Like, you feel me? Just, I would do what I could do just to make the situation better. But then it just started to seem like, he said one thing to me. He was like, oh, it seems like God sent you to me at the right time. Like, you just, you were the right woman for the situation.
He was going through a
struggle. For the situation. Like, hold on.
He was going through a struggle.
What the fuck you mean I'm the right woman for the situation?
So when you get out.
Right. So mean.
Like, bro.
So you mean to say that us happened to meet, you feel me, when you just came home.
Right.
Was perfect because I'm so nice and you're able to use me.
That's okay, fucked up.
So I stepped back because, again, like, I wasn't expecting him to reciprocate what he didn't have. Mm-hmm. I was purely in it for a good time, and because I had two jobs, and you know, bitches with money, bitches
spend
with
money.
Jobs spend money like a drug dealer. Okay, I was buying $700 puppies. I was buying this. I bought a car. I bought this. I'm like, fuck it.
Y'all know y'all getting that shit back. Y'all know y'all
look
like before y'all open it.
What? Right. Come get it back in blood, nigga. What the fuck is up? I got it. You want an oxtail, nigga? You want a medium? Fucking get a large. What you talking about? Like, come on with it. You feel me? So. After he said that, I started to realize that he was only grateful for me because I was a gift horse. You understand? And so I started to become a little more reserved. And then here's what happened. He called me at work with a little situation. And mind you, I'm supposed to be on my phone at work, but I always break the rules anyway. So he's like, oh, can you talk? And that's how I knew something was weird, because we always on the phone 24. What you mean, can I talk?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, boom. What it is, ho? What's up? You feel me? He's like, oh, nothing much. I'm just rushing right now. I'm trying to go get my son. You feel me? And his mother did not answer me, and she didn't leave me no cab money. Da 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 da. I'm like, hold on, I'm gonna call you back. My manager come in. You feel me? And I banked it, cause I'm like, oh, you think that I'm fucking blood clot a bank?
Yeah.
Like, you think this is either Uber or a bank?
He not even low key.
Like, he wasn't even.
He not even low key.
He wasn't even low key about it, right? So then. A couple minutes later, feel me, I text him. I'm like, sorry, we can't talk right now. I'll call you on my break. So he never texts me back, which is so unusual for him. You feel me? And I was like, okay, he must feel a way that he was unable to use me this one time.
Mm-mm.
Right? And now it wasn't a test on my behalf. But because I felt the aura of how he approached me, I decided to step back. I didn't feel like I wanted to be used that day. Right? And so... And I feel like that's okay because I'd never say no.
Right.
So how can you feel, just one time I say no, now you looking at me different. Now you're not texting me back and shit. Like, weird shit. I can feel the energy. You feel me? So next thing's next. You feel me? Son, I call him on my lunch break, right? I'm like, okay, how did you end up getting home? He's like, oh, it was so crazy. We're not even finished getting home yet. I just had to hop the train. Like, it would have been so crazy. Like, if, you know, I could have just had a little bit of money for an Uber or a cab or something. Like, I don't know nobody that can help me.
Why you need an Uber, though? Yeah. If you want to get ass down, you don't need an Uber?
I'm just like, here is a man who doesn't have the means. He's living above his means. He's living on my means.
Yeah.
Because I spoil myself.
Mm-hmm.
So if I eat a $40 meal every day, that means when we go to get food, it's $100.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Right.
So, and I wasn't sparing no expense because, again, I got it. But, again... me stepping back and seeing how he moved felt to me like that was just a test almost to see like how he was going to react the first time I said no, right? So he said that then the next time, you feel me, I'm on the phone with him, he made it seem like he had nobody and he was yelling at me included in the nobody. But sir, we just started fucking, where's your somebody's? You feel me?
Right.
Like, I can't be the only body you got.
Right.
You feel, I can't be everybody.
You upgraded that nigga. Yeah.
You feel me?
And
I didn't look for anything in return, but that one little test of sentiment to say, you know what? I'm not going to extend my hand today.
Keep it a buck.
Right.
Keep it a buck. Like,
he probably was just like, he's probably like semi-good in bed anyway. Like, usually it ain't really... when you gotta be doing, if you ain't bringing nothing to the table, you gotta at least be doing a job at something. Like,
something.
Look, I've been like,
at
I've been,
home,
cause
something.
I don't get it fucked up, I've been down. Like,
mm-hmm.
I ain't always had it. Like, I go to the streets and get mine. But
right.
Even times where the streets ain't popping. You feel me? Cops out there, we can't do nothing.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? When you handling your business, like, all right. Go take the trash out, man. Go clean your girl crib when she comes. She got, cook or something. Nigga,
yeah,
have some dick
right.
ready.
Yeah,
you know what
right.
I mean? You
feel like that. You see?
But a nigga just
like that.
You said he called
in his crib. crib chilling,
begging.
Like mind you, for
begging and chilling, and chilling and begging.
When you're doing your job, your girl know you smoke. You ain't gotta ask her for no weed.
You really know.
You know, like, oh, right. My nigga smoke. Let me get some gas before we get to the crib.
That's a fact.
Like,
that's you know, regular. When you like, have a partner who you are excited to be with, who definitely contributes to you, feel me, loving you correctly and fucking you right. It definitely shows in how you're going to treat them. There's going to be a point in time where they're going to know that, okay, this girl likes to have this when she comes home. Let me do it. Right. Just to see you smile. Just to make it easier for you because you make it easier for them.
Right.
You feel me? And it's just like, when you see that you're giving 80% of a relationship to somebody who you wasn't even really fucking with, like, hold on, am I bugging?
That's too
like,
much. You got to meet me halfway.
You're making it feel like somebody being used and there's a problem. Like,
that's a problem.
Right. It's not and, like, and all right, he my like, nigga. Like, let me go get him someone
exactly.
to get to his son.
It's
no,
like,
it's
we
like,
was
I'm,
together
I'm
before the
nigga
was locked up.
Point,
like, we wasn't together before the nigga was struggling. I just met you. I met you
be grateful.
Like, you feel me? I met you at one of my jobs, and then the next time you spoke to me, I was at job number two. So you see I'm on my grind. You know you didn't have anything to offer me, but you still wanted to fuck with me.
Especially right.
And you feel
like
me?
That, you gotta
be point,
smart.
The point about, the thing that I really love about certain situations is because they teach me so much, right? Mm-hmm. So even as bad as a bitch I was and as much self-worth as I had, I didn't have enough to know that he didn't value me for me. He valued me for what I could do. I.e. the test came in kind of handy because, again, the first time that I did say no, it was fucking World War III. Like, it was, oh, don't nobody got my back. Okay? Like, you
that's
feel me? Sad. It felt like it was a real betrayal.
If he did, he'd have been out here trying to sell t-shirts or something.
Yo, and it's crazy because...
Dives, you can't sit around for
it's
bro,
crazy because
dives,
I end up teaching him.
I gotta do something, bro. Right. I gotta do something.
And
like,
personally,
oh, no,
I'm not the type of person who's gonna leave you. I see you not catching up. I'm gonna help you.
Right.
I started teaching him how to manage himself and market himself on social media. Mm. Like, right now, he's doing a fantastic job, and he is successful, and he did boss up. But it started because I said no. You feel me?
Right.
Because I said no, he ended up starting to do the same tactics I did on social media right before I started my podcast.
Mm.
You feel me? And it was just like, okay, he's doing it. It's cute because it's my boo. Mm. And then it became, oh, no, you taking my whole shit.
You taking my whole shit.
He was
just
a
user.
Okay, so you are not the person for me at this point in my life. You feel me? So, like, that little test, it was so simple. Just a quick... I'm gonna call you right back. You feel me? Just to say no this one time, but them true colors shown, and it's not like I couldn't have done it, but I felt like you didn't deserve for me to do it again. You feel me?
And he showed you he didn't.
You feel me?
Right
again.
After.
And so again, like, I don't agree with Tess. I feel like it is kind of passive aggressive and manipulative because, again, creating certain situations to test them, you feel me, is kind of fucked up. But like, again, sometimes it does work because it's like, you know when your gut is telling you some shit, like, boy, this don't feel right. You feel me? Like,
sure.
You feel me? Like, you know you've been overextending yourself to a friendship, a relationship, and it's
too
just
long.
Like, you feel me? Like, you be fed up of the bullshit. Like, you feel me?
And that's like, okay. Like, that's when you gotta draw the line, put your foot down, and you don't have to be rude. You could just fall back.
Yeah.
And it's okay, because they do that to you, so sometimes
has
you have to...
somebody else done that to you?
Yes.
Or vice versa, really?
Yes, people do that to me all the time. I'm a nice person. Like,
right.
If I fuck with you, my friends are like my family.
Mm-hmm.
You my sis, you my whatever, right? But bitches will use that, get what they want. They can't use you no more.
Mm-hmm.
We don't ever hear from them. Like,
and it's so true because, like, even with certain situations, like recent situations, like, you feel me? I brought somebody close to me. I gave them access to me, and they used the access to get what they needed, and now they no longer here.
Right.
And I was looking at it like, it didn't really happen that way. Maybe it was this, maybe it was that. But when I broke the steps down,
you
bro,
know what you know.
I know. And it's crazy because, again, I used to be like, yo, I hate being emotional because, like, I can feel a shift in energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so it forces me to respond emotionally to things people think they haven't shown yet. But you have shown it because I can feel it. I can feel your energy change.
Right.
But you know you're coming to use me again.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Like, doing something good-hearted and good-natured for somebody feels so good. Like, I love doing things for people. But it feels nasty when you're doing stuff for somebody and they don't appreciate it. And you feel like, damn, I wasted my time. I wasted my money. Like, I wasted my resources. Like, and I'm a very creative person. So, like, if I see you going into this line of work, I'm going to get things that corroborate with that. I'm going to foster your creativity. I'm going to push your imagination, your business ideas. I'm going to help you solidify them. You feel me? And it's just like, everybody don't deserve that full on 100% of you. You feel me? Everybody don't get to get that one time. Like, you feel me? Like, I feel like sometimes a little test need for Guan. Like, you feel me? Just a little time. Like, hold on. Like, you feel me? Let me see what you're really going about. But, like, you feel me? Personally, though, I feel like it's time for Too Sexy, Too Gritty, and I need to have to pick up y'all cards.
Yeah. I'll go back one.
Okay. Okay. So, have you ever met somebody for the first time, like, and had sex on the first date? That's sexy? You had first date sex? Oh, they got it to hear. Talk to me about the thing. Yeah, man. What made you give it up?
Like, you know, like, sometimes the vibe just be there, and it just be, all right, you want to know the story?
I want to know the story. You know, I want the story. Like, you want the story? I want the story.
So, you know, I never told nobody this. But
thank you for giving us SNG first.
Right.
Period.
So, like, one time I was out, right? I was out with my friends. It was like a little, my friend had a little get together.
Right.
I think it was like a pre-birthday celebration one night. We went out, we had a good time. Her friends linked us. And let's say that night was a long night. It was like three nights. Like,
okay.
That shit was okay, fun.
Right?
So, it was somebody I met, you know. We was cool. We was chilling. No funny shit. Like, when I met him, we was acting like we was together. Like,
pick at the party vibe. It's my dancing party now. Fuck you.
I was like, what you doing? Where you at?
Okay. Okay. I see you.
You
ain't nigga for the week. Listen, I don't dare. I'm loving it. Continue.
So, you know, so, long story short, I don't know what happened, but we ended up getting a B&B for like one of the nights. We all drinking, hookah, having mad fun. Like I said, I was my boyfriend for the week.
Right. Okay. So, as far as designated niggas go, y'all know he's coming in the room with me. Yeah. Okay. Like, don't try to drink and get Philly on this one. Okay. Oh, listen.
Right.
As you fucking should. And how was the sex?
It was fun. Like, it was mad fun. He was
flipping you upside down. He was doing wild shit. He was eating the ass. He was eating the pussy. Like,
And you know,
okay, that's some good ass. Listen, like, that's some good ass first thing.
That was like, crazy. Like, I was like, it was like, you know how you think you fall in love. Like, I'm like,
when I make it hit it so good, you be looking up at the ceiling after. Like,
I'm like,
dark skin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I'm like, you rapping for the dark skin? Fuck out of here! Tell me about your first day sex. Like, what was you doing in your first day sex with the dark skin? Like, talk to me.
Shit, that's like regular for like niggas. I don't know, like first day sex is kind of
But like certain niggas ain't giving like A1 first day sex. Niggas is giving dick out. The same dick from sixth grade out.
I don't know how to turn it down. Like, I may not do certain shit, but the dick
what's
work
your
the
sign?
Same. Huh? I'm a Leo. Dick work the same. Dick work the same.
Fucking weekend. Dick work the same. I hear you, my
from
boy.
Monday to Sunday.
Monday through Sunday, the dick work the same.
It should work the same. You know what I mean? I may not care. Like, you know what I mean? I might not want to put more effort or time in, but
right?
Dick work the same. You're gonna get the job done regardless.
Okay.
You might not get the back to back. That's all.
Okay, so you like one round if it's
you might not get the back-to-back unless your shit was good. I mean,
let me follow you. Okay, so you saying if it's mediocre, okay, you're going to get one poker, okay? But if it's lit, you're going to come back for the second hit.
I'm a father. Yo, my man said got into some shit. Shit going on outside.
Let me tell you, listen.
What you doing tomorrow, though?
The friend emergency card. Shout out to all the mans that was always one call away when I needed the escape, bro.
My niggas are so real. They might it without me telling them. Like, oh, what you about to do? Yeah, man. This shit might not be that.
Yo,
gang, what you doing? Shit, like, bro, you know.
So what y'all be in the car that nigga don't go too far? Like, you know what's going on? Like, type shit?
First of all, I don't know if if Shorty set me up, so you really got to keep
the guys around the corner. So, right. You know, especially when you live in that type of life, right? And you feel like you have to watch your back. You know, we not doing about it. Mm-hmm. I don't watch my back. Okay? So, now, how does that process go with you determining who you can and cannot invite on the first night? And where do you do your first night sexcapade?
Right.
Ooh, I do my first night sexcapade.
Yeah, like day crib, B&B, somebody else crib, Jesus crib.
Don't tell you.
Your crib. First of all, I just spun your crib. First, so, you gave me the address.
Okay. I respect that because I do the same thing. I'm not going to lie. Somebody give me their addy first, I spin the block.
I'm spinning the block.
You feel me? I'm spinning the block first. I'm seeing who's where, what's where. I need to check if that van is going to move from over there. I need to see what's going on.
I might be out there an hour early. We just smoking.
Okay, you want some Franklin shit. Okay.
I'm telling you, my boy. I don't know where everybody from my place, females like me.
Women.
You got it. Jimmy Choo's, you know what I'm saying? Something like, I can tell you, like, yo, he got some shit up in there. I'll give you this. I ain't gonna even kill a man. I just want you to, oh, all right.
Is that easy to get? So you want your King Von shit? I had a bitch, but he's just texting a nigga. He's from Tennessee. Okay.
Von was just rapping that going. Listen. He just rapping about shit that going to everybody hood on there.
I got a thought. She be with the shit. She told me where he be. Yeah. You feel me?
That shit be real life. So sometimes you gotta. But you get the vibe. Because you like, sometimes you might like a little ratchet female. You know what I mean? So you.
Woman.
You might, yeah.
We're gonna fix this female word today. Say woman with me. Woman.
Woman.
Ooh. It sounds so nice. Say it again.
Woman.
Ooh. Look at you. Okay. Good job. Right back to the story, okay? So now, real quick, I have another question to ask y'all, right? So which one will send you running faster from a relationship? Is it A, constant arguing, B, no quality time, C, no sex, or D, a boring relationship?
D, a boring relationship. The argument might, sex turn up on arguing. I might argue just to get some good sex.
Yo, it's funny because I thought about that. I was like, constant arguing, some people might stay around for the time.
Right. That shit toxic.
Toxicity is fun. I'm not going to lie. Listen. K is now saved, okay? And I'm baptized in the nut of my man. But before that, right, okay, I was a little toxic. And the toxicity was fun. It was fun to argue because I also know that when I'm on my way cursing you out to get your shit, I have also prepared the vagina for a dick appointment. Because I understand what the point of this end of argument was. Because I don't need to come get that shit. That is bobby pins and a stocking cap.
Right.
But I'm coming to get that shit.
I need it now.
I need it.
Get your shit right now. Matter of fact, come get your shit right now.
You want your stuff? The toxicity be falling. Like, nigga be calling on your phone. Like, my nigga, where you at right now? Matter of fact, I'm coming to put your shit. I put it in a bag. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I'm in front of your crib. Like, I'm not home. Like, you
Mm-hmm. I know you all right.
You know, it's fun.
You get that candle lit,
Listen, a little bust ass after the argument, sometimes it go a long way. Sometimes it go a long way. So I
understand.
You
gotta talk about what happened.
You feel me? I don't remember Bobby was even arguing. Boo, you hungry? You feel me? Like, that's really the vibe of, like, after the shit. But I want y'all to know, even though we're talking about this shit, sex is not an apology. Dick is not an apology. However, we will take head as credit until payment is received. You feel me?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That is one form of payment we will subsidiarily hold, okay, in place.
Yes.
Okay. Exactly. Listen, because good head will hold you down. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Like, 30 days.
Okay. That's a little deposit right there.
Yeah, but I was on the couch to give her some head. I'm back in the room. Yeah, man.
Okay, so you saying your shit ain't one?
I'm back in. I got big lips.
Okay, my boy. You feel me? Shout out to the big lips crew. I feel me. I happen to be there. Like, I used to hate people stare at my lips, but, like, I understand, like, what y'all doing. So I'm so happy for mask right now. Y'all don't know. Because it just takes the attention away. Because now you just got to look at my eyes. You feel me? Like, and then I be having on the fucking mask and the shades. I be in incognito mode. Like, you cannot see what you called in high school the DSL, or in junior high school the DSL. I used to fucking hate that shit. Oh my God.
I used to hate that shit,
like, especially because I wasn't sucking dick. Like, I wasn't actually having sex in high school. But so, like, so y'all just gonna look at it and assume and wonder, like, but, you know, I get it now, because that's why, like, my OnlyFans is hitting, because they want to see what the lips do, and I respect it. Like, you feel me? My wallet respect it too.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Like, at the end of the day, I remember people used to make fun of my lips. Like, there used to be this guy. He used to, like, roll up a bandana. And he used to just, like, hit my lip. So it would swell.
Oh, no.
Like, because he used to... Yo, he used to make fun of me.
He went to your school or something?
No, he went to my church.
Church?
Yes! He went to my church! You feel me? So every Sunday, I'm getting fucking harassed here. Like, I remember one day, I just beat his fucking ass. Like, I just I just beat his whole ass. But, like... Now I understand, like, he was just mad that, one, I was younger, two, I was fire. I had these lips on me, and mm-hmm. never gonna know what they felt like. You feel me? Like, he probably subscribed to the OnlyFans. What up, bro? Like,
oh, shit.
You feel me? Like, you don't never know. You don't never listen. Know. You don't never fucking know. Like, right. At the end of the day, bro, listen. You know what we here for, right?
That's a dog. That's a goddamn shame. He's terrible.
No, but at the end of the day, though, like, again, which one was saying you running faster, though, was definitely the boring relationship.
Yeah, it is, because...
It gotta be. That's the only thing that I really, like, no sex. I can survive in a relationship, but not no sex. I've done it before.
Yeah, if it's fun, yeah, you forget. You just having a good time with each other, like...
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not gonna put a drive unless it's like, I'm ready, and you saying...
Absolutely not.
Like, you feel me? That might be an issue.
Right. If you tell me no, that's an issue. But if we, like, just fall asleep, cuddle, like, that's not... I'm not knocking nobody.
I mean, and it's not even like you can't tell me no, because there are going to be times where, like, you're not in the mood. There are going to be times where I can get you in the mood, but there are going to be times where you don't want to have sex. You feel me?
Right.
And that, as a boundary in a relationship, should be okay. Because there are times where, even in a relationship, like, you can be raped. You feel me? Like,
yeah,
there is non-consensual sex in relationships, because it doesn't matter if this pussy belongs to you
right.
when we're fucking, but if I say no at this point,
right,
it's
now,
no. You feel me? I feel like that should be a real distinctive line, because, you know, some people don't want to... I don't ever want somebody to cross it and not understand that they crossed it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, sometimes I be posting shit, and, like, some niggas be like, oh, I just pop a pill in her. I'm like, bro, that's a little rapey.
Right.
And, like, it's a little rapey.
No,
like,
I think that's cool.
You feel me? And it's like, I don't feel like there's a clear line on consent. You feel me? Like,
it's
even
not.
If the answer was yes 45 minutes ago, if now it's time to go and I'm like, you know what? No, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
That means no.
Change my mind.
That means
it's
you cannot have it.
Right.
You feel me? And you feel me? It's times where I feel like in a relationship, when you say no and the person is, like, playing no and they want you to say yes,
mm-hmm.
like, I get that. You feel me? Because there are times where she be like, no, no, stop.
Then you end up fucking,
but that's,
right.
Even that is clear, right? The aura's clear, the energy's different, and the body language is different.
Uh-huh.
Just stop. Mm-hmm. But no. You feel me? With a straight-ass face, I feel like...
It's totally different.
It's totally different. Because, mm-hmm. you feel me? A lot of people that I feel like was getting caught up in that, even a lot of rappers, you feel me? A lot of people, because I feel like men have a complex, right? Where it's like, I am this person. Why would you not want to fuck me?
Right.
You understand? There is a complex created once you get to a certain level of followers, certain level of jewelry, certain level of drip.
Yeah.
You feel me?
They think it's
a
automatic.
A man gets to, well, why wouldn't you want to fuck me? And
right.
anybody who he crosses that says no, is something wrong with that. It can't compute in his brain, and so it turns into anger. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, we've come across those situations. Like, you feel me? Like, even with, you know, a fellow artist that was in the papers the other day for, you know, non-consensual touching of a young lady. Because even when a young lady went live, she did say, she was like, I was gonna fuck him. I was gonna fuck him.
Mm-hmm.
But when it was time to, he turned me off. And I was like, stop. And he was like, bitch, I rape you right now. Now, personally, right? Don't laugh. Because personally, I wanna laugh. Personally, right?
Don't laugh.
If you know, you know he talk like that. Like, if you listen to his music,
mm-hmm.
you know he talk like that, right? And so, like, you know, like, you tell a nigga, I'll punch you. Like, bitch, I'll punch you right now. You can hear that shit. So I
right.
can hear him playfully saying that to her.
Mm-hmm.
But in this situation where she's not playing, that's a threat.
It is.
That is a bodily harm threat. And now I have all right to be offended, even if my pussy was out and
right.
wet. And now I'm offended. Like, you
right.
feel me? She said that she was telling him stop and he was trying to push fingers at her.
That's
personally,
OD.
I feel like the body language of a woman who doesn't want to be intimate with you is so...
obvious.
It's so obvious. Yeah, also, it should turn you off.
Yeah.
I feel like if you got a rape kink, you should honestly make a fake Twitter like I did, you feel me? And find whatever kinks you want to find and partner with people who are into things like that.
Right.
Because, listen, there's someone for everyone. Okay, like, there's literally people who enjoy the kink of...
consensually.
You feel me?
Right.
Consensually. I'm telling you, there are people who consensually want to meet you at 5 o'clock and suck your dick by 7 p.m. You do not have to pill Cosby a woman. You do not have to force anyone to do these things. And of course, I mean, you being who you are, like, you didn't have to go that far, because they are people
that will
throwing themselves at your feet to do this to you. You feel me? So I feel like, again, that power position comes into play, because you feel like, well, how could she really not want me? She got to be fucking around. Like, come on, I'm me. Like, you feel me? And I feel like in a relationship, right, because we kind of blend into each other and we are one, like, sometimes the lines of consent gets crossed, because, like, you feel me? Like, you can't think I'm possibly trying to harm you, right? That's what, from a man's perspective, like, you can't think I'm possibly trying to harm you right now, but, like...
Yeah, but no means no.
I'm not even trying to create that type of vibe. Right.
You feel me?
I'll let you start giving me hints. You don't think I want to fuck with you. Like, I don't, like, because I don't want
to. Now you
want
to go, I don't want to fuck with you.
Like, because some females, like,
I respect it.
You don't want to get come off like, well, come here, come close. Like, right. Nah, let her. She start taking her jacket off, take her shoes off. She start putting her feet on. All right, she comfortable.
Right.
She chilling.
Right. And I get my time.
She lay her head. She lay her head on your lap. You green, bro. Like, don't.
So that's easy. That's the move.
Like, we watch,
that's the move.
You watch it, because I know you're comfortable. You ain't laying your head on a nigga you ain't even fucking with. Like,
okay, so when a bitch about to suck your dick, tell me, take me what we do. The bitch about to suck your dick. She get comfy and then she put her head on your lap. That's a signal.
I ain't say that wasn't no head signal. I know you comfortable.
I'm about to say shit. That's a good ass signal, like, nigga.
I'm ready.
Like,
you know
what that? Hold on, like that. I might have to use that, like, babe.
My bad.
Shit, nah, that's funny though. But no, but know, honestly,
women grown. They want something. They really.
But that's true, I mean, and like, that is also a very good point. Like, listen, there are women out there like that. Be like, listen, I want to suck your dick.
Right.
Can I meet you? Like, where are you at? I just want to suck your dick.
Right.
I've literally seen the DMs. Like, face to face, I have some outlandish DMs myself. So it's like, I know that these things are possible.
Yeah.
Like, you feel me? Like,
you could find somebody out there that will fuck you right now. You don't
have
to
OD. The controversy that happened with you when, you know, Cardi with the song.
Don't get it fucked up. Ladies been fucking with me before that.
Okay.
My way, you know what I'm saying? Like, but nah. Now it's like everywhere I go, really. Like, once they kind of peek, like, oh,
okay. So let's not talk over it so that they don't know what we're talking about. Can you explain a little bit what happened?
Well, somebody over at Cardi B camp took my song "Stuck" and made it up. You know what I mean? So we got two songs now.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Okay, and I respect it because honestly, listen. I personally do love Cardi. I really do.
Y'all fuck
but
with Shorty.
You feel me? Like, in all honesty, when I did play your song, you feel me? It's and good. Then I played her song, I was like, damn, somebody at the team fucked up. You know? And it's just like, I felt it because, like, even trying to break into the industry yourself, as an artist too, you feel like you're not even getting the spotlight you think you're getting, but somebody at the team, you was in their spotlight.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, you feel me? Like, having your content stolen is just, like, something so personal because it's like, you feel me? God sent me that message. I wrote it down and I put it on a beat. How you gonna take that?
You feel me? You can be upset when you ain't got your paperwork right.
Okay, talking shit.
But when your paperwork right, you wake up happy to the motherfucker. I start looking at dude whips and shit. Like,
okay, listen.
It's like, nah, I was already in label offices and shit like that. So when we seen, that's why my tweet was so loud. It wasn't just like, if anybody else would have tweeted that shit. I tweeted like LeBron James when he missed that layup. Like, bro, you cost me money on a ticket.
Yeah.
I don't get millions of retweets on that shit. Like, it made sense. The reason why I got retweeted because niggas knew, like, oh, nah.
Right.
Yeah, it was a little, you feel me? Like, normally, like, sometimes when people be like, oh, they stole my song, like, I listen because I'm a musician, okay? I play the drums, I play the piano, and I sing. So when I'm listening to a song, I'm listening to a song for different things, right? So I can identify even if y'all took a beat and twinged it up a little bit, you feel me? Like, so when an artist be like, oh, this mainstream person stole my song, I'll be listening, I'm like, it's a stretch, but I see what you did there. You feel me? This was more so head on, and it was kind of shocking. And it's sad because I do fuck with both songs.
The thing about
y'all should have just did a fucking mashup up and it stuck.
That's not out the window. But
you feel me? So I feel like a better solution would be where everybody gets a win-win. You feel me? Because you don't ever want to say, like, I don't feel like she personally saw it and knew it and took it, but I feel like it was presented her to an idea that it was original. Honestly,
I know it ain't had nothing to do with her. I know the people behind. I know who write her shit, do all that. So we know where it came from. Oh. But that's just for other talks and other rooms. But like I said, I like Cardi. I don't got no problem with baby girl.
But I can say that that brought you the honey. I know that brought you a little bit more honey than you was getting before.
Nah, it did, though.
Okay, what you talking about? Because ain't no publicity, bad publicity, okay?
These women be capping. They be doing all this
extra shit. They be capping.
All this extra shit.
You ain't fucked no Instagram models yet? Like, bro. You got to give me the tea.
I got a lady. I can't.
You got a lady? When was this?
When was this?
I'm so proud. I'm so happy. Talk to me, bro.
We not even official, but I don't play them like... Oh. Mind, I'm already busy.
If okay, you so you were faithful in a relationship and in a situationship as.
Yeah, she's rocking with me. She rocking with me. We green, like we good.
That's good.
I can't even focus on females right now. Cause I know it's
women.
Yeah, women. There you
okay.
Go.
And what made you choose her?
Huh?
What made you choose her out of the abundance that was, you know?
Cause I knew her. Out like I
okay, so before you. The fame,
yeah, yeah,
okay.
Then knew you. Like,
that's always the thing too. Like you know, when we get bigger, we get
your,
up.
I know
like,
your rights, your wrongs. Once I know that, nobody can't tell me nothing about you. I know
right.
If I meet somebody else from LA somewhere, we had her order. Now I'm looking like damn, I didn't.
You care about that?
Not even now. I'm just saying.
You, I say I hope you don't.
Name, if your name is in the too much of the circles, I mean that's a problem. I don't care if it's in like one circle. Oh, I mess with shorty. That's not my issue. Mm-hmm. But if I go somewhere else, like, oh yeah, and then I'm over here. It's like, all right, well damn. Like,
I mean, listen.
Keep it classy. You gotta keep it classy. At a point.
Listen, I get both sides, right? Mm-hmm. I do get both sides, but like, think about it though. Like, you meet a shorty and she's super wavy in bed. How do you think she got that way? You feel like she was just fucking one person, right. She was on her almond shit. Like, no, she had to. She had to get some experience.
Why are you just targeting a certain group at this point?
You said so, different groups.
I'm just saying.
No, he said different groups.
Right, he's a different group.
I said different group, but that, I'm talking about like different rooms.
Okay.
Instance, why are you targeting all rappers? If every person that I rap with, nah. But now that's a funny type. You know what I mean?
Listen, I see both sides,
that's a
right?
Style type. I can see if you were dating, like you had a regular nigga, then, right. You know what I mean? Then he was here, dude. But if you dating all rappers, you just basically trying to keep your little wherever you got afloat. Yeah. You trying to keep it afloat, and I ain't really.
You
that,
think so?
I feel like
so you the thing about the game right now, right? That's the new age of dating is when someone, let's say a man meets a woman and he bosses her up, mm-hmm. She is now up to a different caliber and now has a different pool to choose from.
That's true.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay? She now has a different pool to choose from. In that pool, right, I'm not gonna say, let me not choose from this pool because my ex-man used to catch a football with them. Fuck you, right. Nigga. It's 17 niggas over here with the right lifestyle that's trying to fuck with me. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And listen, you can't say that it's fucked up because think about it. If you got an opportunity to fuck with a sugar mama, right? And she was just ready to fund your life and all you had to do was look cute, would you really turn it down? If she was cool enough, like she was fire, she was. I'm not talking about no old sugar mama where like, give me some sugar, baby. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a fine ass 45-year-old with bae.
I would still be with that sugar mama. I ain't fucking that bank up. You feel me? I'm not. No,
exactly. So but, why should she not continue to choose from the new pool she stepped into?
What new pool? Like
you said, the rappers.
Yeah.
If she date one rapper, he flex her, he boss her up, he protect her,
right.
He working her.
You're not in for love. What you doing for yourself?
It don't mean but that she's not doing for now. Herself. Like, it means that now she is now in the eye of a different circle of men. Before she wasn't in that. Like, all right. The same
not,
way every
point,
time Chris CB so, get a new shorty,
mm-hmm.
so, rotation. So, you feel me?
So if I don't go platinum no more, you still fuck with me or you on to the next rapper?
But that's on based on the relationship that y'all have while y'all are working that out. You see, you be able to do your own little test and determine what she really here for.
My test is you to tell you me? No. If you still keep coming around me after I tell you no, then all right, then we fucking with nah.
Okay, you feel me? That's my test. Shit. Now, at the end of the day,
I'm gonna send one of my dogs at you. If you bite one of my niggas,
so he did that's the test. One I was waiting for.
You bite on one of my
you
niggas.
You be sending niggas after. Now, what if your nigga Suava?
And he
fall in love with
that's,
me?
That's you, gang.
He fall in love with me. in the DM. Now what you gonna do when we come for you?
I wouldn't send him if I didn't care.
But you see, that's fucked up. Why did you create that test?
I gave you what you were looking for.
How you know she was looking for it?
She was chilling.
I'm about to know.
I'm about to tell you why. Think about it. If I see on my nigga, he rap too. He probably like, all right, I'm A, he B. It's the same shit. Ain't really too much of a fall off. If I say, nah, I'm too busy, sure, I ain't fucking with you.
Right.
Or woman, whatever else, a lady.
Right.
I mean, if I ain't fucking with you, and then I just go send my nigga, and you like, oh, yeah, I'll go. Then you really wasn't even, you didn't care too much about what I had going on. You just was looking for a rapper.
You think so?
If you'd have been like, nah, I like your mans, I ain't dealing with you. Then I'd be like, oh, nah, she wasn't on no bullshit.
Let me give you this perspective. As a woman, right, after I choose the friend out the group, I now have to circle and survey the group to know who's in your group. So if your dumbass send a friend that I know now, because by looking at your Instagram posts, your Snapchat, your this, your that, your likes, your this, and I have done my investigation, okay, and I ain't never wrong, they should fucking hire me at the FBI, okay? After my investigation, and now I know this is your nigga. When I see him in my inbox, I'm be like, Look at these niggas trying to run game. Let's play.
You post your shit. I don't post none of my real street nigga. I never post none of my like niggas that I really got to call.
You feel like if I don't start fucking with you, I'm not gonna know. Like niggas, I'm gonna see who call you constantly. Oh, Speedy. Okay, Speedy calling. Okay, I'm gonna put together Speedy voice. I'm gonna know what time you call. I'm gonna know what y'all do together. You feel me?
I don't talk to unless it's a distant nigga.
I know people that got money. Why you made the test, bro? That's manipulative.
Because you're not for me.
How you know? Did you get a vibe first? That's what I'm trying to say. That's why you got to determine when to test.
I know a girl right now.
Talk to me.
I know a girl right now. Before, last year, she probably, I'm not going to say she left me on red, but she wasn't really interested. Now? What's up? Oh, she ready to? Nah.
That's obvious though.
Right. That's obvious. I feel like as a man, right? But
if I'm already in the rap game, I'm dealing with females throwing themselves at me. Women throwing themselves at me. It's different now.
Hold on. Because you saying that you on a different pool now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you saying that you got different fish to choose from now, right? So you saying, why would you go back to this caliber when you are in the eye of this new pool? Where did I hear that before?
Right.
You feel me?
That's the same shit.
I didn't get you. I didn't say it. Y'all gonna run the shit back when y'all hear it. Listen, okay?
It's the same shit.
It's exactly what I said. You just said, why would I go back to fuck with you when I'm fucking with bitches up here, right? So...
Now you understand
why a shorty would not go back.
I said, why would I fuck with you when you wasn't fucking with me when I was there? It wasn't...
Yeah, and now you fucking with women who are in the same pool
If you hit me up, like, if you was willing to give me the time of day when I was fucked up, I'm going to fuck with you no matter what. That's why I'm still with the same...
But then again, why would...
I'm still rocking with the same girl with...
Can I ask you a question? Why do you expect women to choose you when you don't have nothing to offer?
But how you don't know I got an offer? It just might not be to your standard, bro. Like, I might be cool to make sure your bills is paid. You know what I'm saying?
We talking about when a nigga know he fucked up, when a nigga know he just came out of a relationship that he didn't, one, heal from, right? So now he's on to the next, right? So on top of that, you hurt and you're not financially stable enough to be in a brand new relationship. That means the dating, the flowers, the actual courting of a new person. That means like...
I can't speak on that then. I ain't never been finding... Like I said, I've been fucked up. But I ain't never been that fucked. Like I'm...
What I'm saying, right?
I don't want to even criminalize.
Like,
you
know no, mean? No, but let's talk about like, let's... Can you put yourself in a man's shoes who doesn't have it? Like, think about the times where you know that you wasn't all the way right and you still tried to talk to a woman who appeared to be... right with herself. She appears to be happy, beautiful, walking down the block, and you see her like, damn, I gotta have her. Like, you feel me? You had to interrupt her space, right? Certain men know that they don't have much to offer. They know that they don't really have a place to call their own, or they're not really on their feet. And I don't mean that, you feel me, you gotta have your shit together all completely to be in a relationship. You feel me? Some men know they're really not going to take you on a date, and they're not going to treat you the way you want to be treated. They're not going to be able to buy you the things you walking. Like, if you see a shorty walking with Louis Gucci Fendi on, and you know that you're not gonna be able to upkeep her budget.
Right.
I feel like niggas shouldn't try to shoot their shot at that.
Right.
No. I feel like that's something that you feel me?
I can agree with that.
You feel exactly because a lot of men do that. Get with a shorty, they can't keep up, and then they start trying to make her feel bad for her habit.
You can't. It's like you can't level a nigga up though. If you doing it,
it's not that I can't. It's not that I can't, but think about it, like...
Not taking care of is a difference.
Like, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you feel me? Think about it. Like, all right, my nails right now, they cost $150. Facts. You feel me? So, like, if I'm fucking with somebody and they can't afford the $150 every 2 weeks, that means I'm above what you and I are supposed to be doing. Like, that means we are not connecting. Now, let's say that at a point in time, they can't do it. But, you know, as soon as they do get it, they give it. That's a different thing because that means that you're willing to do so. And if you had the means to do so, you will, but you're working on it right now. That's a totally different picture, right?
What happened if he gave you half?
Hmm?
What if he gave you half?
I don't know what you're saying.
What happened if he gave you half?
If he gave me half? But that, even that, that's initiative. That's like, no funny shit. Like, I know I said I could give you the whole thing, but I can't right now. Can I give you half? And again, somebody who really fuck with you for you, and I'm like, oh, this dusty ass nigga, he only gave me half. They're gonna be like, damn, my baby couldn't do it. Oh, he gave me half. That I appreciate that.
Right.
Because you could have gave me none.
Exactly.
You feel me? So somebody who fuck with you is gonna half glass full as opposed to half glass empty. You feel me? The situation, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like, again, everything comes down to, like, even the situations we put our partners in to show their colors. Like, you feel me? Like, we can't say that, you know, when we make them angry that it's their true colors. Because what about when they was happy? Like, the anger is not their only true color. But creating tests that's unnecessary to put them in a situation, you feel me? I feel like it's manipulative, right? You feel me? And that's just what we want to say. We don't ever want to, like, you know, send one of my friends to see if you loyal. That's, I feel like that's creating situations for a storm to brew. You feel me? Like, even if you want to test her loyalty, I don't feel like that is the form that we should go about it. Because, like, it's almost like you expect them to fail. Like, you already have a predetermined outcome that you see happening. Because you either have option A or option B. You feel me? I feel like when you fuck with somebody, they trust you start at 100, and anything they do should knock that down. That's how I work. Like, if I just meet you, I'm going to start you off at 100. Like, you feel me? And we work in this relationship, and how you treat me, how you go about it, certain things you do will either, you feel me, keep you at 100 or knock you down. Like, you feel me? So I don't think that, again, I don't think that tests should be something to do initially. Because you would change the whole vibe of your relationship on a fake test for what?
Right.
You feel me? Like, women do it too. Women do the fake, I'm pregnant. You feel me? They do those. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Women do certain sneaky shit too. We're not just talking about men. We're talking about tests and relationships. You feel me?
Yeah.
I feel like once we eliminate the, you know, the predetermination of what people are here for, but we really just look at the color they show us. Because people always show us who they really are, period, no matter what.
That's
like
true.
It's never a day where they're not going to be able to be themselves. They can fake with you for mad long, but you're gonna notice the tendencies that are really them out of what they can't keep up. You feel me? They can't afford to not be themselves. It's too hard to keep on that armor all day. Like, you don't have to test them to just see what it's about. I personally feel like you start your trust off at 100, you respect them, you feel me? And you expect decency and you give out decency. And I feel like that vibe will definitely be reciprocated. You feel me? I feel like energies definitely go off of what's given. You feel me? And people definitely match the energy.
Right.
Like, you feel me? Like, how you know your niggas fucking mad at you? You not getting a good morning text. You be like, damn. You feel me? Yeah, okay, you really mad. Because it's a break in consistency. That's not what he would really do. Right?
Listen, so you know, you can tell.
Everything is written in the signs, my man. Y'all know the facts. Y'all heard it here first, okay? I'm always real with y'all. Always keep it true with y'all. I want to thank my guests for coming out, my lovely guests, for chopping it up with me, keeping it a real stack with me. My bro gave me the complete honest truth. I got first-time secrets from Monique. Yes. And I just want to thank you guys for coming out. And can you please tell them where to find you again?
Yes, you can follow me on Instagram. It's _ Monique X. I'm on all streaming platforms under Mo X. I have a new song I just dropped called Juicy, so make sure you check it out.
Damn.
Yes.
Okay, and my next bro?
You can find me on IG at Peso500, Twitter, Pocket Rocket Pace. And I'm on every platform, Mirror Pesos. I just dropped a single, OnlyFans. You can go check that joint out.
Yeah. And I want to thank you guys again. It has been real. And SNG, we out.